had mentioned laziness, and I don't know, I just associate laziness with such a bad term, but I feel I'm more a procrastinator than a lazy person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to understand, maybe I am more lazy, but it's just very hard for me to get going to start a project or a do something, and I procrastinate and then try and do it like for 5 minutes, basically.
Okay.
The last to get it done.
So let me
and maybe do a sloppy job.
Well, because I want Jill to jump in on this because I think she has a lot to say on what goes on underneath the hood when we procrastinate. But I just want to start with this question: when you're facing a task, mm-hmm. what is your fear telling you?
That I really don't want to do it.
Okay, stay there. Why do you not want to do it?
Well, some things I want to do, but if it's something that's kind of monotonous and boring,
mm-hmm.
I just can't seem to get
there.
Started.
Okay, okay, Jill, you're on.
So,
you're on
so
up to bat.
You do the things you like, it sounds like.
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
But you...
But as far as, like, certain chores or certain things
sure.
around the house, and I'm like, I've got to clean out this closet, and then I get overwhelmed
okay,
when I go open
Yeah, but who wants
door.
To clean out a closet?
I know,
mean,
it,
you would like
afterwards
the...
Afterwards, it makes me feel good.
Yes, okay, so you want the end result, but the actual doing it is not really fun. And... There's a lot of tasks that we put a lot of shoulds on and mm-hmm. shame attached to it, or conditions. I've got to clean out my closet before I can do such and such, right? I really should clean out my closet. Oh, I'm such a lazy person. Look at my closet. And mm-hmm. we judge ourselves.
Yeah, then I feel bad.
Yeah, then you feel horrible about yourself. And so you're just perpetuating all of these bad feelings. And who doesn't want to avoid bad feelings? Now, the thing is, you're creating more bad feelings through the avoidance. But sometimes our brain kind of switches it around. It's like, I don't want to face that because then I'm going to have the bad feeling. So I'm going to do it, but I'm going to put it off as long as I possibly can because mm-hmm. I just want to enjoy what I'm doing right now. So, and sometimes we always usually get stuck in that. And sometimes there are things that we need to reevaluate our expectations of ourselves. You know what? Really good people have messy closets. Yes, it would be nice if it was organized. It may make you feel better. But it is not the end of the world if you have a messy closet. And those are not the, excuse me, the life and death circumstances that you need to flog yourself over.
Oh, I think I have one.
Okay.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Thank God for the last minute because it gets a lot of things done.
Well, yes.
Right?
You know what? You know when my closet gets clean is when I have to do something
yes.
else I don't like.
Yes, so I'm a last minute person and that's okay.
Yeah. Yes, when I have to like pay my taxes.
Yes.
Boy, my closet has never looked cleaner. It's so one of the tricks, Chris,
yes.
that you're reminding me
yes.
of, find something else that you hate even more than
uh-huh.
the task you're avoiding.
Yeah, yeah. Thank God for the last minute. Honestly, it's a mantra in my own life. I thank God for the last minute because it gets a lot of things done.
Interesting.
That's my motto from now on.
Mm-hmm. And half of the people procrastinate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Half of the people mm-hmm. deal with their anxiety by planning ahead and doing things ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But half of the people in the world deal with their anxiety by avoiding it
mm-hmm.
and putting it off
mm-hmm.
until they mm-hmm. are in the crunch time.
Yeah.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. Both people get it done.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say that you're procrastinating, you don't mean super important things like you've got a stack of bills piling up or anything like that. It's just those things like cleaning out the closet and.
That's a good point, Brian.
I mean, just things. Yeah, things. I mean, definitely nothing that's, you know, very critical.
You pay your bills.
Yeah, of course. Do that.
Okay.
It's more of, I guess, it's comparing to other people. And
okay.
They're so organized and have everything
I know
in their in order.
Good for them.
I'm convinced half of them hire it out. Because how could you be that perfect, right?
Well, but again, I think it goes back to something that you said, Jill. This is really important because what we do in comparison is three fallacies. Mm. The first fallacy is this. I'm comparing how I feel on the inside to how you look on the outside.
Yep.
A lot of people that get a lot of things done, my brother is one of those things. I know he does it from a place of anxiety.
Mm.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cousin to his OCD. Look at his garage. You know, I get things done at the last minute. That's a product of my anxiety. Both are anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the other thing that we're doing comparison with is we're comparing like circumstances, you know, like in this particular area, you get things done. Maybe there's areas in which you don't, that I don't know. That's another huge fallacy. There's just too much information we don't know. The last fallacy of comparison is this, is usually when we're comparing, we're finding an excuse to give ourself a false sense of inferiority and somebody else a false sense of superiority, or it could go the other way around. Either way, it's relationally disengaging rather than engaging. So acceptance of like, yeah, this is my MO. This is how I operate. I don't have to like it all the time. But if I start with acceptance, now here is the real trick of acceptance. Once we've accepted it as a radical is, then we can begin to start making adjustments and changes to it.
We're running out of time. Quick question. Is procrastination a sign that perhaps we've got too much stuff going on in our lives and maybe we need to let go of some of that other stuff?
Well, that could be. And maybe we need to let go, though, more of our perfectionism and our expectations for ourselves.
Absolutely.
I think that's an important thing
in
the mix.